Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ernie from Chicago and also Philadelphia, thanks for the jokes. And Joanne in Lake Geneva. Jim in Niles, Michigan, who has not yet won a Speed Jokes coffee mug, wrote, I have enjoyed having some of the jokes I send in included in your round of Speed Jokes. By no means would I try to send you a subliminal message about the prize you randomly give away on Friday. However, I am studying an art book, and one of the exercises I had to draw my name, and that was interesting. There are other fascinating things to draw. My name is Jim, by the way. I'm also learning about golf and how to hit a draw. My name is Jim. Love the show. I don't know if you picked up some of the subliminal messaging there.
Couldn't tell.
Hey, John, my husband and I are always up front and center at 9:38 every morning waiting for the jokes. They are always fun to hear as we smile, smirk, groan, and laugh. But your staff are always a hoot and add to the pleasure, especially Vicky, and we sure don't forget Dave and Steve and Elif. Oh, and we can share a Speed Jokes coffee mug if we win. LOL, signed Sherry and Mark and Grace Lake. All right, here we go. Why did the fisherman cross the road just for the halibut? I asked my librarian where the books about oils and lubricants were located, and she said, try the non-friction section. Things are getting crazy with the price of wood, you guys. Yesterday, the Border Patrol found a stash of lumber hidden in a cocaine shipment. I wanted to go on a diet, but I feel I've got too much on my plate right now. All right, I'll admit it. Having a dog named Shark at the beach was a bad idea. Shark! Shark! Come here, Shark! Shark! Even if you did that at Lake Michigan, that would probably turn some heads. My uncle wasn't very smart. He worked at a bank, and they caught him stealing pens. I'll bet jellyfish are sad there are no peanut butter fish. I don't know, that one makes me laugh. There are only 10 types of people in the world, those who understand binary and those who don't. I'll never forget Grandpa's last words. It was something like, you're still holding the ladder, right? What do you call a lizard that tells jokes? That would be a stand-up chameleon. I think we did a version of that last year. WGN is announcing a new contest, by the way. Win a date with the dominatrix. Submissions are due by Friday. I think that's us working light blue. Police came by my house last night and told me my dogs were chasing people on bikes. And I'm like, my dogs don't own bikes.
Who let the dogs out?
You got a joke, just send it on in. You could win the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug on Friday.
When the party was nice, the party was pumping.
And you can always share them with your friends. Please do. Tell them about this little thing. We get jokes from all around the country and world. We probably get more out of Chicago than in Chicago. Send your jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com and share them with your friends at WGNRadio.com/speedjokes.